We stay in the Middle East for our next story. In the West Bank village of Berlin, Palestinian activists and their international allies have been gathering every Friday for the past 5 years. They're protesting Israel's West Bank barrier. Palestinians call the protests an example of nonviolent resistance and say it's a model they're trying to expand. Israelis call them riots, and the police have been arresting the movement's leaders. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports.
It's a wet and windy Friday in the town of Berlin.
Free, free, Palestine! Free, free, Palestine!
On this day, a few dozen demonstrators march up to Israel's West Bank barricade, but are repeatedly driven back by Israeli soldiers who fire tear gas. Across the field, a few young Palestinian boys throw rocks. Palestinians, Israeli activists, and foreigners gather here to demonstrate against what Israel calls a security barrier aimed at keeping out suicide bombers. Palestinians say the wall is a land grab. In this village alone, it cuts residents off from 60% of their fields. Palestinians and foreign dignitaries like President Jimmy Carter and Archbishop Desmond Tutu tout Berlin as a model for peaceful resistance to the Israeli occupation. 2 years ago, the nearby village of Nalin started similar rallies, and there's now a push to have them in other places too. But the protests often lead to violence. One Berlin man and five in Nalin have been killed by Israeli fire. Hundreds have been wounded over the years. According to Major Peter Lerner, Israeli troops have also suffered injuries, though fewer, including three soldiers who were permanently incapacitated. He claims the protesters caused property damage and have thrown stones, firebombs, and other projectiles at the IDF. Eugene Bernat is one of the Berlin organizers. He blames the Israelis for the confrontations.
We do not support the throwing of the stones, but as people under occupation, we have the right to resist. The stone throwers that you saw today are children who are reacting to Israeli violence. The Israelis provoke the violence.
Bernat says even when there are not stone throwers, the Israeli Defense Forces fire tear gas and shoot rubber bullets. It's a narrative the Israelis dispute. In a recent interview with NPR, Israel's Deputy Foreign Minister Dani Ayalon said the protests are illegal.
I don't think there is any right of resistance, certainly not the right of terrorism, if they really want to advance their cause. And I do say that the Palestinians today have legitimate needs and they have legitimate rights, but any way to advance them is only through negotiations in a civilized way.
Ayalon, who, like most Israelis, refers to the West Bank as Judea and Samaria, even questioned the use of the term occupation to describe Israel's presence in the West Bank.
Even the issue of occupation here is very much charged, because occupation is foreign land. Samaria, Judea, Bethel, certainly Jerusalem is not foreign land to us. Also, if you look at the area that we took in self-defense in 1967, it was not Palestinian land by any stretch of the world. It was annexed by Jordan. It was Jordanian land.
The weekly protests are one of the few remaining pockets of unrest in the West Bank. Israel says the Palestinian leaders of the movement are legitimate targets. Since June, troops have arrested at least 31 Palestinians involved in the marches. Some have been charged with stone throwing, others with incitement to violence. The latest detentions took place earlier this month. Abdullah Abu Rahme, a 38-year-old teacher and protest leader, was detained in a pre-dawn raid on his home on December 10th. Jamal Juma, another protest leader, was detained on the 16th. Dan Abutu is a Palestinian lawyer and a former advisor to the PLO.
Nonviolent resistance is the Achilles heel of Israel. When they see nonviolent resistance, soldiers don't know how to act.
She says many Palestinian activists are now focusing on other nonviolent methods of protest that include boycotts of Israeli products.
The nonviolent resistance movement is very much a threat to Israel. And I think that the Bil'in model is very much a threat to Israel. They're also soon going to start targeting people who call for boycotts, who call for divestment, who call for sanctions on Israel.
Back in Berlin, the protest is ending. The activists trudge back to the village in the rain, with Israeli soldiers watching on. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News.